It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth a visit. Now, I want to give a huge shout out to our
mention the new floor, by the way.
The new floor, lovely new floor in the bar, yeah?
Yeah, Rob down there on his knees for the last week putting the new floor.
He didn't actually do it himself.
Oh, did he not? No, he told me he did. No, hey, we have a new floor in the Oasis Bar.
Yep. Now, we want to give a big shout out to our brand new show sponsor. And they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. So if you're looking to transform your home or your business with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, they've over 50 years experience. They built a reputation you can walk on. You see what they did there?
No.
They've been a reputation that you can walk on.
Because the carpets.
Carpets.
Literally. You don't walk on a bed.
No.
No. They don't devise that.
From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part is they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy.
And they have two places where you can actually, you can obviously look at their website online, which we were looking at earlier, and it's a great website. It covers everything. But you can also visit them in store. They have a store in Artane, which is in Dublin 5, and in Rush, which is in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar, which most of you will know if you know where Rush is. So visit them online or in their shops. And as Adrian said, that's one of the great things they do. They offer a free measure and sample service. So you can see what you're getting before you get it.
So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And our thanks to Jer and all the team for being the newest addition to the Opinions Matter
podcast.
Look
at Adrian dropping first names there to get free carpet. You're unbelievable. You are unbelievable.
Anyway,
they do, by the way, they do a great price on the hall and stairs, don't they?
Absolutely. They're on Facebook as well, so check them out. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture at Harmonstown Road in Artane or Main Street Rush, just beside the Strand Bar. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from a lady called Amy, and here is what Amy has to say. I'm just listening to one of your podcasts, and I have to say, I have to message you because of the bigoted wagon you had on the podcast. One of you just asked her if she would support her son if he needed to transition. And her answer was, I would have no time for that trans bollocks. That woman doesn't know what unconditional love is. And I feel terribly sorry for her. My son is almost 19 and began his transition journey this year. But it started long before that. He knew at 15, and we even knew at 15, that he was born in the wrong body. We didn't rush it, neither did he. We got professional help, and we are now supporting him 100% on his transitioning journey, because that's what supportive parents do. It's not an ideal situation, but all he wants, all we want for our children is to be happy. These transphobic parents are not real parents, and their bigotry will one day leave them with no relationship with their children. Please discuss this because I'm so angry. And that's from a lady called Amy. And okay, one thing that we all want ultimately is for our children to be happy.
I've never got the the abuse we're getting already before we've even opened our mouths about this, that we're pushing trans ideology and all that. I'm not pushing fucking anything, okay? And can I just say to people who think that we are not that powerful. Do people actually think that if we say we're pro-trans that kids are going to go out and chop their private parts off? We don't have that much influence, okay? So we, and say, someone said earlier on that schools are making people be trans by hanging up LGBTQ flags in school. I'm sorry, nobody can be influenced by a flag. Okay? You're not going to be influenced by a flag. And if you believe...
Okay, so this mother says she knew from the time her son was... And now, by the way, her son is transitioning to female and has just began the process, which is why she's probably still referring to her son as he. But in time, She will refer to her son as she, and obviously her son will have a female name if that's the direction of travel. And okay, the thing she's annoyed about is the caller that was on recently saying, I would have no time for that trans bollocks, okay?
Yeah.
And that was said, it was said here, and it was a parent basically saying, I would not support my child if my child was transgender.
The best thing is, parents support their kids through a lot worse than that. I've always said about the whole trans debate, yeah? I don't understand the hatred towards the trans community. Okay, I just don't, because it's their own body. What do you care? And I want to say this to all of you, pushing trans, two genders. You're an educated fool. Read a book, for God's sake. What does it matter to you? And by the way, in this case, we're talking about an 18-year-old, an adult, okay? What difference does it make to your life if someone wants to transition?
Okay, can you understand why some parents would really struggle with it?
I'm not a mad woke lefty. I would struggle with it. I'm going to be honest here. I would struggle with it. I have three kids. The chances are, well, it could happen. We've two friends who have kids who've transitioned, mm-hmm. yeah? And by kids, by the way, I don't mean 7 years of age. That's more bollocksology as well, that people think that 7-year-olds are getting puberty blockers. Yeah. It's not actually happening, okay? So stop believing the bullshit that you're seeing on Facebook, okay?
Okay, you're saying that you would find it difficult.
Obviously, you would find it difficult that the person that... So, say, we'll take my son, for argument's sake. So, I've known him all my life as Luke. He's a boy, and that's been the way. And if at 18 he decided that he was born in the... Maybe he is having those thoughts at the moment. I would find it very difficult to accept it. I also wouldn't be happy about it. So, the reason I wouldn't be happy about it is because of the trans hatred that is in the world at the moment. It must be terrible being a trans person. In 2020.
But would you support him?
Absolutely, 100%. Because it can go one or two ways, guys. And by the way, for those of you saying that you wouldn't support your kids, you support them when they're out dealing drugs for drug dealers, local drug dealers. So your kids are doing a lot worse than that. You know what I mean? When you become trans, you're not hurting anybody. Okay? You're not hurting anybody. Everybody's desire in life is to be as happy as possible, yeah? And if someone is born in the wrong, or they believe that they're born in the wrong body, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that they will be happy is to transition. What's the problem? Can someone... We have 50 minutes today, yeah? To get to this. I would love to hear from an intelligent person who can tell me what the problem is with an 18-year-old transitioning. Now, let's get to the topic of the day. What Amy is saying. If your child... And by the way, they don't wait. This isn't more bollocksology that people believe. That someone wakes up on a Monday morning and goes,
aha, I want to be a girl.
That's not the way it works, okay? So, less of your armchair psychology. None of you know how this works. I do because I've looked it up. This happens over years. And in fact, in Amy's case, when did her child first develop?
At 15, and she's 18. Or he's 18 now.
Yeah, so he didn't wake up one morning and go, by the way, I want to be known now as Laura from now on. That's not the way it happens, okay? It happens over time. So you, as a parent of a child, you either... This is a very simple question, by the way. You either love your kids unconditionally or you don't. And as I said, you'd all support your little angels if they got locked up in prison. You'd all support them if they were done for drug dealing with the local gangs in the area. Yet you wouldn't support them if they did something that would make them happy. So you either love your children unconditionally or you don't. Secondly, this is the way it can go when it comes to this, okay? You can either support your children in the choice that they make, yeah? You can either support them, which is what Amy's doing. And Amy, you sound like a great mother. Or you can say, fuck that, there's only two genders. Two genders, that's all there is. What do they call it? The woke mind virus or whatever
it
is.
For somebody who really struggles, you said you would struggle with it yourself.
Obviously, I don't think any parent would find it easy.
You can't make a parent accept something that they find difficult.
No. You don't have to be happy about it on the surface, but you have to support your child because what will happen...
You have to support your child.
Well, obviously... Every parent has to support their child. Or what will happen is, and I've seen this happen with so many people, not over the trans thing, but about different things. If you don't support the choices that your children make in their life, yeah, you will lose them. And there are so many parents who have kids that don't talk to them and vice versa. And we know of, geez, I could count on two hands, the amount of friends that we have in our circle where children aren't talking to the parents or parents aren't talking to children over lifestyle choices. When you start, you can't tell a child what to do. So you have to support them. That doesn't mean you have to like it. As I said, I wouldn't be happy because I know what a difficult life they have. And the thoughts of Luke waking up one day, well, it wouldn't be one day, turning into Lucy and having referred to Luke as Lucy and his voice changing to female and all that. Obviously, it will be difficult. Nobody's saying it's not difficult. But this is all about, and this is what it comes down to, do you support your children unconditionally? Do you love them unconditionally? If the answer is yes, then you would support them transitioning.
Our number is 085-825-2626. You should automatically and unconditionally accept if your child wishes to transition. That's what Jeremy is saying. That's what Amy is saying. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, what would you say? You're a father too.
I can understand how so I'm lucky in that boat has sailed, that ship has sailed. My children are grown up. They're in heterosexual relationships, and my daughter has a child and all of that. My son's getting married next year.
It's never
that
late,
ship has sailed.
But it hasn't sailed. Bruce Jenner only became Caitlyn in his, 50s or 60s?
I would struggle with it. I'm being honest. I really would.
You'd still support, or you lose them. You lose your kids forever.
085-825-2626 is our number if you want to get involved in this. Let me bring in Jess on this.
You don't have to support and accept everything your child does as a parent. And I know everyone's going to be screaming, oh, but Jess doesn't have kids, she has no opinion. Bullshit. I can't have an opinion. And no, if your child is trans and you don't support and don't accept it, that does not make you a horrible person or a horrible parent. It doesn't.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How's it going? You all right?
Good, thanks, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
It's mad. I understand that there's the gender dysmorphia, or
you said it exactly right. Yeah, gender dysmorphia, yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually a real thing. But like someone said there a minute ago, it's people jumping on the bandwagon, just jump on and say, listen, I'm trans or I'm this, I'm that. Listen, right, here we go. Boy becomes a girl. Jeremy, you have a daughter, do you?
He's got two daughters, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so your two daughters are in the changing rooms in Penny's or wherever like that, and a bloke dressed as a woman transitioning comes in and starts to get changed in front of your daughters. Would you be happy with that?
Well, first of all, a lot of changing rooms, the last two shops that I've been unisex changing rooms. They're unisex changing rooms. There's no male and female, but in a lot of shops.
So we go to a gym then. We go to a gym. Changing rooms in the gym. Or toilets, public toilets in a shopping centre. Would you be happy if someone transitioned and walked in and stood there talking to your daughters in the bathroom?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
No.
So why then should everybody else accept it?
The only person that's been asked to accept it here is the parents of the child. That's all. If you don't want to accept the trans community, that's completely up to you. But this is about accepting your child.
Yeah. So why do we have to accept? Why do we have to support if your child gets done for murder? Would you support your child for being a murderer?
Would I still visit them in prison? That's a very difficult question.
I tell you one thing. I fucking wouldn't anyway.
You don't. How do you have kids, Ross?
I don't, and that doesn't mean that don't have to have an opinion.
No, of course your opinion is as valid as mine. But
I've actually seen family. I've seen family members of close friends disowned for stuff like that.
This isn't somebody done for murder. This is somebody choosing.
Who's harming nobody, by the way. You have to remember that. Someone who's transitioning is literally harming nobody.
Why?
But who's harmed from a child or from an 18-year-old?
Okay, so what about we had this discussion a while ago about a father who could not come to terms with the fact that he was losing his son after 16 years. His son was basically just going to be gone. I have no son anymore. He's 16. He has to pretend that his son is dead now, and he has to pretend now that he has a daughter. So the father was hurt over that.
You wouldn't judge somebody then, a parent who could not stand by their child transitioning?
Not at all. See, the thing about it is, right, and there's actually, I don't know if you have seen this before, but there was something going around there. There was a video on Instagram about a guy transitioning to be a woman. And he stands up at the very start of the video and he goes, I want to make this clear for everybody. I am a man who feels like a woman. But let me put this out there. I cannot have babies. I am not a female. I will never be a female. I want to be a woman because I feel like that. I will never be a female.
But that's what Caitlyn Jenner says, in fairness. Caitlyn Jenner has been very...
Exactly. So see that you're clear in your mind exactly of who you are and what you are.
Well, no, that's why trans... But hang on, Ross. That's why trans people don't call... A man who's transitioned to a woman, they generally don't call themselves women. They say I'm a trans woman, as in that I've transitioned.
No.
But they do.
They do. 95% of them. 95% of them out there. You see it all over the internet, all over, everywhere. They can't even explain what a male or a female is.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Ross. You don't have kids at the moment, so it's a very hypothetical situation. But you would find it very difficult.
Well, no, let me rephrase that. You would risk losing any relationship you had with your child because you couldn't get your head around the fact that they want to transition. Is that what you're saying?
It's not about getting your head around the fact that they want to. No, listen, just let me explain something for a minute, right? So that woman there was talking about she knew that her son wanted to be a woman before he did. But you have to understand as well, lads, right, fair enough, he might want that. But all of these little things, like, did the mother want I've seen, and you can deny this down to the ground, it's fucking worldwide. The mother wanted a daughter. She didn't get it. She got a son. She dressed the son up in woman in girl clothes, gives him all these Barbies, no, all of this.
That's, by the way, playing with a Barbie doll is not going to make you want to be trans.
No, I said dressing as a woman, putting them into everything to do with a girl.
Okay, that's...
Because she didn't get a girl.
Okay, that's fucked.
A lot of problems come from the parents.
No, Ross, all the people who are transitioning at the moment, it's not because they were dressed up in dresses as kids. That's not what
I didn't say all of them, Jeremy. I said some of them.
But let me ask you this question again, Ross. And I want to ask you, it's a very serious question because we have a mother on the line we're about to come to. Would you risk losing a relationship with your child that you will never get back? And believe me, it's not a nice thing when a child and a parent falls out, because they never, that goes to the grave sometimes, and they don't end up reconciling. You would risk ruining a relationship with your own flesh and blood, all because you couldn't get your head around an adult, an 18-year-old who feels that they were born in the wrong body and they're miserable. Would you prefer your child to be miserable every single day of their life till they die because they believe that they were born in the wrong body, or would you prefer that they just transitioned?
No, I wouldn't want the choice. Two options.
Which, A or B?
It's not as easy as that.
No, it is as easy as that.
Let me ask you then. Let me read a message.
First things first, the child would be seeing a psychiatrist or somebody to see if there's any
issues. 100%.
Of anything there, okay?
And
if that's all clear, and if that's all clear, then fine, that avenue is done. We go down the next avenue, whatever the next avenue is. We understand why the child wants to be a woman, right? If the child actually, if 18-year-old man, okay? If he comes out and acts and speaks exactly how that person, like I explained, came out and is dead cert on the reasons why they want to be a woman and what they know they can't be a woman, all of that, of course I'd stand by and accept them. And stand by them.
Okay.
It's all of these question marks over it. I can't explain why I'm a female. But why do you want to be a female? Oh, I don't know.
Okay, but let me read a message that just came in from Anne-Marie. And we're trying to get Anne-Marie on the program. And she says, to be honest, I think it's a bit sick. I tell my little children that it is not normal for people to carry on like that. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, I'd not really comment to her for that. You know, that's her choice to feel that way.
Well, no, you should never pass your bigotry on to children. No one should ever.
Listen, we know that, but listen, that does not happen.
All right, stay there for a second, Ross, if you can, please. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you've been in this situation, I believe.
I have, yes. My youngest was 14, 15. I wasn't aware of anything going on until the school called me to say that my child was wanted to commit suicide. Took a lot for my child to come out and tell me what it was, because I was thinking, you know, the worst. And I was like, is that all it is? And it was difficult at first, but now my child is now an adult, 22, 23, living the life as a male, happy, enjoying life. And I'd rather that than him killing himself, being in a body that he didn't want to be in.
Okay, so your child was born female, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And felt so trapped in the wrong body, essentially, that your child was suicidal as a teenager?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. I wasn't aware of all this because it was, you know, we're talking nearly 10 years ago.
Okay, and, so and the net result of why your child was suicidal was for exactly
being
this.
Stuck in a body, exactly, yeah.
And when so, you heard this, how did you feel? What did you think?
I just thought the worst. I don't know what I thought. It was very hard to get my head around. Like, you know, you expect, because I had this daughter for 14 years. I was, you know, but the reality of what it was is you're still alive. Live your life how you want to live. Be who you think you are. Now my child is now, as I say, 22, living the best life. Happy in a relationship.
Let me ask you then, do you feel you lost a daughter, or do you feel gained a son, or what?
At first I felt like I'd lost a child, my daughter, but then I gained a son, and he's the most beautiful person, you see. You wouldn't even think of it was a girl. It's gone through the transition, living a life as a male. People who, you know, people don't know it was a female. So, but all I care about is I'm there for my child, who's an adult.
You're a great mother.
And I always will be.
So your two options, this is what I was trying to say to Ross, who's listening on the other line now. Your two options when this happened, and it's every parent, it's a nightmare to go through. Your two options were to either support your child and follow them through their journey, or say, no, you've a mental illness, you're mad. When you knew they were so down on themselves. Now, I don't know what it's like, and either does 99.9% of the people listening to this podcast don't know what it's like to feel that you were born in the wrong body, because we all feel that we were born in the right body. I can't imagine. None of us can imagine.
Absolutely
none of you can imagine. So with your armchair psychologists that come on and say, that it's all in their head, it's a mental illness, you don't know what that's
so
like.
So let me ask you, Lisa, what do you say? That I read a message out a while ago from a woman called Anne-Marie, who teaches her young children that it is wrong. Now, again, we've invited Anne-Marie onto the podcast.
And we give you a fair hearing.
Like, and Anne-Marie, we've messaged you a private message on our Facebook Messenger, so if you want to come on, please send us your number. Anyhow,
this is the same, by the way, Anne-Marie. I bet you she has on her Facebook page, be kind. It's always these ones. It's always the be kind ones.
Anyway, this woman tells her children that this is wrong, and then another message sending us is, you won't lose a relationship when you teach them right from wrong. People like that are mentally unwell. Lisa, what do you say to that? Because that's your child.
My son's not mentally unwell at all. He's been assessed. You go through a process. It's ignorance, that is. But each to their own. You bring your family up there, you, and, you know, as long as my children...
But somebody with that sort of attitude, you think, is totally ignorant?
Well, yeah, it is, because they're not taking in consideration of how a person feels. And, you know, I'd rather sit beside my child, adult, every evening, or, you know, come Christmas time, than being dead, because they're not happy in the life.
Okay, Ross, there's an example of a brilliant parent who embraced her child and went on the journey with her child, transitioning from female to male, and that's the only thing you can do. What do you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely fair play to her. Absolute admiration for the woman. She did it right. Yeah. She said at the start that her child went through the proper care, went down the right avenues.
But there are there are people who will listen to this podcast, and I know what they will say. They will say stuff like, she has failed as a mother. That she should have told her child that you can change genders, that the child is sick in the head. I'm just saying what bigots would say.
Yeah, but see, the other thing then is, well, like, 100% I agree with you, right? But then, so this was another one as well. So a woman became a man and she fancied men, but she, like, it's confusing. Are they gay? Are they not gay? Are they straight? Like, do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
it doesn't matter which way the fly the kite.
This is what I'm saying. Some of these people come out here and they haven't got a clue what's going on. They're just jumping on a bandwagon because everyone else is doing it. Your son, what you say his name is now? Sam, is it?
names.
All right, sorry, I thought you said Sam. But anyway, your son, he's done the right things. He knew in himself, you knew in yourself. You went down, you got him to help. He obviously didn't need help. He felt like a woman. Fair play to you. That's what I'm saying. Like, he knows who he is.
No, it was born a female and now a male.
Yeah, sorry, I got that little bit mixed up. So he's now a male. He's happy as a male. He didn't feel like
a
female.
He's a man. He's in a relationship with a male.
Yeah, and you went down the proper avenues and got your son the help.
Yes.
Obviously didn't need the help because he's not mentally unstable. But a lot of these people are. It's a lot of the people that go out there and they say, oh, I don't have a problem, but they can't even tell us what a male or a female is. And they're standing there, they've transitioned from a transition from a male to a female, and they think they can have babies. A lot of them out there are whack jobs. And I feel sorry for the ones that are actually genuine about it, because they all get labelled as whack jobs.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Ross, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Stay on the line there for 1 second, Lisa, because I have a message that I want to play for you in just a moment. But before that, let's bring in Neil on this.
How are you guys? Listen, quick question for Jeremy there. You had a show the other day talking about an 18-year-old getting lip filler and Botox. And according to our Jeremy, it was a mental health issue. Now, today you're talking about an 18-year-old who wants to transition, and according to Jeremy, that's all perfectly fine and no problem. So you have mental health issues to get an injection, but if you want to just completely disfigure and change your body, that's perfectly fine when you're 18. Come on, lads, seriously.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I just want to refer back to that message we played a moment ago from Neil, and he's basically calling you out as a hypocrite because last week you were saying...
He's comparing apples and oranges.
No, last week you, this podcast, said there's mental health issues if you're getting lip fillers
and injections. No, it wasn't about the lip fillers. It was about the Botox injections. I said if you're 18 or 19 and you think that you need anti-wrinkle injections, there's something wrong with you, because you obviously have, and I'm not slagging, you obviously have body dysmorphia that you think you have wrinkles when you don't. You can't compare that to someone who believes that they're born in the wrong body.
No, but his point was you were downing on people like that, but you don't see anything wrong with completely changing your entire body.
Oh, I do. Obviously I do. But once they've gone through the correct psychology, like, and I'm sure from talking to that mother there, her child, that didn't happen overnight.
This was a long process, Lisa,
from the age of about 14, and then started medication at 18.
Are you worried about your child growing up in a world that is so bigoted towards trans people? And it is, I mean, it's scary, some of the hatred.
No, not at all, because you wouldn't know.
Well, okay.
You know, it doesn't go down in different clothing. It's every day, you know, Joe Block.
So nobody would ever know?
No.
Okay.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in a message that I've been asked to play for you, Lisa. Will you have a listen to this, please?
Lads, listen to you as a topic today. It's a mental health issue topic, this is. These are all sick fucks in the head. But regardless of that, I'd like to know, you had a girl on last week on your show about being followed by a man down the road and they don't want men to walk behind them. I'd like to ask you all this question. What do these women think of transgender women turned into men walking behind them? Is that all right? But I'm willing to speak on your show today about these sick freaks.
What do you say to somebody like that, Lisa, who uses expressions like that, sick freaks? What do you say to that?
Each to their own. Doesn't bother me. They've got their opinions. Doesn't affect my son's life.
And the thing is, as far as I know about that caller, Sean, he is a father, and I've always said this to people, they're but for the grace of God, and you do not know what lies in your future, Sean. You do not know what will happen with one of your children, that they may go down that same road. They may turn around to you, Sean, one day, and kids look up to their father. So what are you going to do, Sean, if one of your kids turns around to you one day and said, I just want to tell you how I've been feeling the last few years. I'm feeling suicidal. I feel like I was born in the wrong body. Exactly what Lisa went through. Are you going to turn around, Sean, to your own child?
You're a sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck. Because if you do, you're the sick fuck.
Nikki, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
So I have a son born a female, but now my son, he just turned 18 2 weeks ago, and he has been living as a boy for the past 5 years. And I suppose I worry about people like that person there that just sent in that message. I worry for my son. I worry about his future. I worry about his life. He's had a hard life within school and social situations, things like that. But he's turned 18, and at the moment he's doing really well. He's starting to kind of find himself, figure out who he is, and knows what he wants to do with his life. And the confidence in him is so beautiful to see. And to hear comments like that, you know, it's upsetting, because people like that can ruin beautiful young adults.
And let me ask you then, Nikki, how, because this is what this conversation is about. Amy is the lady who contacted us in the first place, and she was arguing that any parent that could turn their back on their child or use expressions like Sean did a couple of minutes ago on that message. How did you initially react to this?
I was shocked. I was upset. I was confused.
So how did you find out about this? How were you told? How was this broken to you?
My son went into school one day, the school he was attending at the time. It was during the pandemic. He had just started first year. And he told them that he wanted to be known as his new name. I don't want to give it out now, but as his new name. And the school rang me and told me, and I was like, okay, well, look, I'll have a chat when I get him home, and I'll see what the story is. And then he kind of came out and told me, and he said he had been feeling like this since the age of 9. And it broke my heart that he felt like that for years and I didn't know, you know.
And okay, so you eventually found out how he felt, but at what point did you realize that this is serious, this is a process to changing literally who your child is? How did that feel?
Well, obviously I had to sit with it for a good while, and I had to tell his father, and I didn't know how to tell his father. And at the time, it was during the pandemic had just started, and I came across an organization called Tenny, and I sent them a Facebook message telling them the situation I was in, and I was worried about telling his father. And it took them actually months to get back to me because of the pandemic. So in the meantime, I had to deal with that on my own. And it was hard, but it's over time, like I use he, him, I call him by his new name, his old name. They say it's a dead name. For his 18th birthday, I gave him deed poll forms to change his name. Now, he hasn't gone through any physical changes. He used to say a long time ago that he wanted all of that. He doesn't talk about it as much anymore, but I know myself, it's a long process. It's not like it's an easy thing to do. And he knows that as well. So at the moment, he's just kind of happy being him the way he is at the moment.
And I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you know, some parents feel they lost a son or a daughter and they gained a son or a daughter. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I did feel like that. I suppose I still feel like that, but like my teen is autistic as well. So there was that going on in the background too. And, you know, at the end of the day, I had a choice. I could ignore it or try and deal with it the best way that I could. And I felt that as a mother, I had to support him because, like that, he has attempted suicide. He has self-harmed. I have had him in and out of hospitals all through his young life. And when
let me ask you then, has dealing with this, has accepting this transition for your son made it easier, it made life easier because that decision has now been made and because that decision has your support?
Yeah, it's made his life easier at home and stuff like that. And when he meets a new group of people and he feels comfortable enough to tell people that, like, because obviously he still physically looks like a girl, but like he's happy in himself, and that's all I care about as his mother. Like, I just want him alive and happy.
And that's what I was sorry for going across you, Nikki. Yeah,
he's not hurting anybody else.
That's what I've been trying. That's the drum I've been banging, Nikki, for the last couple of years about this whole thing. Is that as a parent. And if you were a proper parent, I say this to my kids every day. All I want you to be, guys, in life is happy. That's the most any parent can wish for, is that their child be happy. Because I'm sure there's nothing worse than seeing your child being miserable every day. And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And again, I would say to you, and you know there are people listening to this now who will be screaming. By the way, they wouldn't have the balls to say it to your face, by the way. They'll say it in the Facebook messages, you know, that woman's a disgrace and she's enabling this and she's enabling that and all that. But I actually think...
The only thing is, like, unless they've walked in my shoes, completely. They don't know how they deal with it.
Completely.
You know, it's your child at the end of the day. Your most the proudest thing that you have in your life are your kids.
Absolutely. I take a bullet for my kids, and I'm sure most parents would as well. You would literally stand in front of a bus for your own kids. And that's what I don't get. These people who say that I'd stand in front of a bus and I'd take a bullet for my kids, but Jesus, if they tried to transition, they're gone. They're gone.
So let me ask you then, Nikki, because I'm going to be speaking to one of those callers in a minute. What do you say? That lady Lisa that we were speaking to a minute ago, who's been there, done that and worn the T-shirt as well, described it as ignorance when people have that sort of attitude. Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, and I think it's an ignorance and an uneducated opinion to have when, like, you're just sitting on the sidelines looking at someone else's life and judging their choices, their decisions, and not having like a real kind of idea of the pain and the heart and the upset and the emotional turmoil that a parent trying to support their child goes through. It's not an easy thing. It really isn't. It's like, it is like grieving a child and accepting a new version of that child. But you, like, at the end of the day, you have to...
We were talking, Jeremy, a while ago about supporting your child unconditionally in everything they do.
Well, within reason.
Okay, this message just came in and it said, you don't have to support everything your children do, Jeremy. I would not support my child if he or she was a drug dealer, for example.
However,
if he or she was an addict of any kind, I would support them. I'm in a position at the moment and not supporting my daughter over her choice of boyfriend, so support is optional. Now, I don't know what the issue is with the boyfriend, but obviously there's an issue there.
That's slightly different. First of all, I'd say to you, if your child is a drug dealer and you wouldn't support them, I completely understand that. But if they died, would you go to their funeral?
That's a good question. That's a reasonable question.
If you don't support your child, and
in other words, what this message is,
that's a twofold thing, by the way.
The end of that message says, I love both my children unconditionally. That's completely different to supporting their choices in life.
Oh, no, person must have been listening to the wrong podcast. I said that. No parent supports every single decision that their child makes in their life. There's lots of things, down to, oh God, they're not doing the course in college that I wanted them to do. Oh, that career that they're doing, she could have done. She's doing nails for a living. She could have been a doctor. There's lots of things, but you give them support. You don't have to be happy about it, but you turn a blind eye. And again, my question would be, yes, I can't think of anything worse than my child turning up being a drug dealer. Absolutely make my skin crawl. But would you completely cut them out of your life? And if they died, would you not go to their funeral? Would you not go to your own child's funeral?
Let me bring in this voice note from Rob.
Most people who are, you know, against that and very opinionated about being against it are approaching it purely from you know, a lack of knowledge about it. Do you think that a child wakes up one morning, wants to change genders, and they're on hormone replacement therapy that afternoon? You know, it's a very slow process. Is that, as even the mother in this that led to this topic, as you know, told you, it's been, you know, several years, and the transition is pretty much only starting now.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sorry, just to reiterate on the point I made before the break as well. Again, there's a big difference. If your child is a drug dealer, they're the lowest form of life. They're literally
pawn scum.
Oh, I like that one. Thank you. But they're pawn scum, okay? Why are they pawn scum? Because they're inflicting misery and pain on other people, okay? They are literally spit on them. If they are transitioning, Nikki's daughter is, your child was born?
A girl.
Sorry, yeah. I just wanted to get it right. So Nikki's now son, yeah, is literally harming nobody by the choices that they're making in their life. And in fact, the only thing that they are doing is helping their own mental health, because by Nikki's own admission, her child was suicidal because of that. And
can I interrupt you there?
Yeah, of course.
Jeremy? Yeah. I think like the drug dealer comparison,
it's a stupid analogy.
It's silly because that's a choice.
Yes.
But transitioning, it's not a choice. It's something that they have to do for them to be happy.
Stay there for a second, Nikki. I want to bring in Sean on this. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Good, Sean. What did you want to say on this?
I just think this topic, lads, it's a mental health issue. People transgender. Listen, I voted yes in the referendum. And when I voted yes, I voted for men to marry men and women to marry women. I didn't vote for all this shit what's coming down the line. If I knew this was coming down the line, and I'm sure half your listeners are going to be the same, I would have never voted yes for it. I have no problem with men and men getting married and women getting married. But this shit of a man turning into a woman and a woman turning into a man, it's a mental health issue. You need to go and see a psychiatrist.
And a lot of people transitioning actually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a Christian, you're a man or a man or a woman, and that's just that. And this is just as a young man, it feels like it's just getting fucked down the throat of everyone nowadays. Transgender.
What do you mean as a Christian? There's nothing in the Bible about trans. And by the way, I want to correct someone who commented on our Facebook page about an hour ago saying trans is a new thing. Trans people have been around since BC. Now, a bit of research.
Yeah, how many trans people have been around since BC until the referendum? The trans numbers have gone through the roof.
But obviously in ancient Egypt, they didn't have the ability to take puberty blockers.
Okay, let me go back to the point that Sean is fundamentally making. And Nikki, I want you to address this. He believes that this is nothing more and nothing less than a mental health issue. What do you say to that?
I'd say my child, my teen, my now adult, has been involved with the mental health service since he was 9 years of age. And they're looking to discharge him now because he's now obviously an adult. He's been on medication. That medication hasn't changed his thinking. It's settled anxiety and things like that. But I mean, what does he want trans people to do? Go on medication and hopefully medicate their feelings away? Like, I don't get what he wants. Like, my child is involved with mental health services.
Are you still there, Sean?
Oh, that's wrong.
Sorry, say that again.
I'm here. I said, first of all, she was saying her son or / daughter is on mental health medication since the age of 9. That is wrong.
He was involved in mental health services since the age of 9.
At the age of 9.
He only got put on to medication at the age of 14.
By the way, Sean, by the way.
At the age of 9, why was your son seeking mental health advice?
Sorry, Sean. Sean, does children, CAMHS is overwhelmed. By the way, CAMHS is, and you probably don't even know what CAMHS is, Sean, but CAMHS, you can't get a spot with CAMHS for your child. There are lots of children that need additional help and psychological help with whatever it is. It could be anxiety, severe anxiety, and that's what CAMHS is there
not
for.
Not at the age of nine,
yes,
lads.
Yes, at the age. Yes, at the age of nine, and it's not. Yes, at the age of nine.
No child at the age of nine should be told by a doctor that they need to speak to someone about their mental health.
Yes, they do.
What does he expect a parent to do when said child is self-harming at the age of six?
You know what he expects? You know what he expects, Nicky?
Sit down and speak to them as a fucking good parent.
Hang on, Sean. You are the last person I would want to talk to a child who had any sort of mental health issues.
Well, listen, because my child, I, as you said on the podcast when you played me voice note, that I have a child, and I can tell you, my child is in great mental health situation.
Well, I'm delighted.
Because he could sit down and have a conversation with his father and with his mother. Okay,
Sean, let me ask you then, what would you do if your child confided in you as a caring, understanding father?
You're asking that question.
Yeah, I want to hear the answer.
Okay.
And confided in you, his caring, understanding father, that he felt trapped in the wrong body and would like to transition. I'm not talking about a 9-year-old, I'm talking about a 16 or 17-year-old. What would you do?
16 or 17 is a little bit different because he started to make his own mind up, and yet I'd sit down and speak to him. But at 9, I'm from under 15. When people that are sending their kids to see a therapist at under 15 because of mental health.
Let me ask you a question then, Sean. I'm going to be very frank about this, yeah? And she won't mind me talking about this. I have a very good friend who has a 9-year-old daughter, and she is crippled with anxiety. Now, I mean crippled.
But why? What's going on in her life Jesus that she's crippled with anxiety?
Well, I'm not a fucking psychologist, pardon my French, and neither is neither is her mother. So she was put on a waiting list for CAMHS, who are professional people, who are people that actually, unlike you and unlike me, they went to college to study child psychology, and they studied it, and that child had to go on the CAMHS waiting list and goes to see a specialist about the crippling anxiety. You're asking, why does the child anxiety? Who knows why the child anxiety? Some people
but
just
that's what a professional is there to find out.
That's what a professional, but you were like, oh, I'd sit him down and say, get over that fucking anxiety, you're only fucking nine. Like, that's why.
I never said I'd speak to him like that. I sit down and ask him, why is he feeling like that? You have to ask him, why did he feel like that? What's going on in their life?
That's the job of a professional. That is the job of a professional.
A professional speaking to your son at 9 years of age. We just cop on.
Just cop
on. No, I think you're the one that needs to...
No professional should be speaking to their child until they're 16. Up until then, it's up to the parents. Okay, so
let me ask you again, what you would do and how you would react if a 15 or 16-year-old child of yours was to say, I'm trapped in the wrong body?
We'd sit down as a family, we'd talk about it, and if we needed help, I'd get them the help. But up until 17, if he came to me at 9 years of age, I'd sugar off because he doesn't know what's going on at the age of nine.
Okay,
he's probably in puberty.
Nobody's
now, can I ask you the question before you go? Remember you said you were top of class week. How do you feel with that, with a transgender following a girl?
That's a good question that I haven't even given any thought to.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, you had a woman on the phone last week saying, oh, men walking behind me, you should stop. So what should a woman do with trans? And even walking into a unisex toilet, a girl that was born a girl is now a man, goes into a unisex toilet with a female there going to the toilet. Do you all think this is normal?
What's normal? Define normal. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think a man that has his Mickey torn up inside out should be in a toilet with a female. That's what I mean, normal.
Nicky, can I just go back to you for one second? And I'm sure... as the mother of a now trans adult, you must have heard this sort of bigotry, I suppose is the word I'm looking for, before. Does it worry you?
By the way, I don't think it's bigotry from Sean, because I think Sean genuinely is a nice person, but I just think he's a fucked up way of dealing with things.
Can I ask you, Nicky, when you hear that sort of attitude, which I'm sure you've heard before and I'm sure you'll hear again, and it's your son that is being talked about here, or people like your son, does that not worry you for your son's future?
Of course it worries me. It was one of the first things that I was thinking about when he told me how he was feeling. But I just have to hope that, you know, he becomes the most confident of himself. And I've told him, I've had to sit him down and tell him, you know, there's people out there that aren't going to understand, that are just going to be rude and mean for the sake of it, and not understand why, who you are. Like, it obviously worries me. It's a hard thing to deal with, but I have him involved in like a little LGBT group. He gets support there. He'll be going to an adult version of that now. He's into drama. He put on his first live show a couple of months ago.
Okay, well, sorry for cutting across, you know, because the feeling I'm getting from this is your child is happier now than
that's
they've
what I was,
ever
about to, I was literally about to say the exact same thing.
That's what it,
that it sounds like your child is now blossoming.
And that's all. Yeah. And Sean, you'd be the very same person if Nikki was on saying, God forbid that her child had attempted suicide, we'd be saying, what is wrong with the country? We need more mental health positions in place. If suicide and suicidal thoughts among children, as horrific as it is to think about, is a thing,
because
Sean,
it's gone off the Richter scale.
Yes, it has. Yeah, children are having suicidal thoughts. It's terrible.
Hey, Jim, I'm not being bad in Jeremy. You look at mental health 20 years ago, there wasn't any such thing. In the last number of years, people are using mental health thing as a fucking, as that. Sean, everything, oh, Sean, mental Sean, health, Sean, you have to get away with.
Sean, you're denying that we had suicide 20 years ago. We did have suicide.
I'm not denying it, but it's more openly spoken about, but you're not being bad.
That's good.
There's people out there using the mental health card to get away with murder, yes or no? They are. If you ask any job, you ring any company, there's people ringing in, day out, sick. Oh, my mental health is not right. Well, they're sitting at home playing a PlayStation.
But Sean,
would you stop over there?
Yeah, but Sean, if one day, God forbid, and I wouldn't wish this on any parent.
I know, listen, I have bad days as well, lads. I don't have a good day every day, and I have bad days, but it doesn't mean I'm going to throw the mental health card at my job. I can't go into work today.
But Sean, and I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, there may be a day that will come that one of your children will say to you, Daddy, I'm feeling very down, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling anxiety, severe anxiety, I'm getting panic attacks, all these type of things. And you are not, no more than I am, or Adrian is, or Nikki, none of us are qualified in how to deal with that. Would you know how to deal with a child who was having a panic attack, Sean?
Yeah, well, I would, because I'm a forced aider.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. But would you know how to deal it full term?
I've done forced aid. I'm a mental health forced aider as well. And there's not many of us out there, but I do all this. I speak to people that have problems. But we're talking about people that have financial problems and this and that, then to a transgender problem. I honestly personally do think it's a mental health issue.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you to Nikki as well.
By the way, to say that mental health wasn't a big issue 20 years ago, it was, but unfortunately
it wasn't dealt with properly.
As Adrian said, it wasn't being dealt with, and people were just being found, and I'll be blunt about it, being found at the end of a rope. That's what it was.
Let me bring in just a couple of quick messages before we wrap this up. This is Neil.
The only thing is, lads, I'd love to know why so many children aren't looking for mental health advice and mental health help. I'd love to know why a lot of children now are looking for that. That's all. I'd love to know. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. And this is David.
So I have to say, I was listening to the guy, I think his name's Adrian on the left, and the other guy that was on talking, saying a couple of weeks ago he's gone on a Botox and he said they need mental health problems, and now he's saying it's completely different. Well, it's not different. You're just two-faced and you have no idea what you're talking about. People don't have a problem with trans people. The problem starts when they start interviewing with ladies' rights, women's rights, toilets, sports, all that kind of stuff. And there is only two genders, no matter how you look at it. So stop abusing people that come on and disagree with you and calling them names. It comes across as cheap. Now, the other guy on the right, sorry, I don't look at your show a lot, he's more stable. He knows how to talk. Just let people say stuff. And if you don't agree with it, don't call them names.
All right, David, thank
who's
you very
right
much.
Who's on the left?
I think I'm on the right and you're on the left, apparently.
So am I the one that's Which one am I? Am I the bad one?
You're the one. Yeah, you're the bad one. Yeah.
But all joking aside, the mental health thing, and Neil is asking about how come more children are suffering from mental health. I think, Neil, and again, I'm not a psychologist, social media has a huge thing.
I agree. But we're also better at helping people with mental health difficulties. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next episode.